Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Welcome back to today's show on Women's Health, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine. Here's Lisa Dent.
Hey, it's National Women's Health Month, so we're covering a variety of topics today, and we welcome to Chicago's Afternoon News Dr. Tenny Brown. Dr. Brown is a urogynecologist and assistant professor of female pelvic medicine and reconstructive surgery at Northwestern Medicine. And I'll be honest, Dr. Brown, I have not heard the term urogynecologist.
Really?
I know. Yeah. I guess it wasn't an ailment I have. I do have friends that suffer from it. And I know you want to talk about urinary incontinence. So what defines that? I mean, you know, some people go, oh, I pee when I laugh. But, you know, what exactly defines urinary incontinence?
Of course. So, you know, first of all, you're probably not alone. There are probably many people that haven't heard of a urogynecologist, but it doesn't mean that the things we treat aren't very common, to your point that you made. So urinary incontinence is any involuntary loss of urine. And you're right, there are different types of urinary incontinence. One of them is the involuntary loss of leaking of urine when you cough, laugh, sneeze, and that's what you just described. However, women can also leak urine with a sensation of urgency. So they feel that urge to go to the bathroom with very little warning and opportunity to make it to the bathroom and leak on their way to the restroom.
And I've got to imagine it's pretty common because we all see the commercials for, you know, it used to start out as, you know, pads and now it's underwear. And there are a variety of products that are flooding the shelves that we didn't see 20, 30 years ago. So is it more prevalent or has it always been common and now we have products that help women deal with it?
You know, I think it's probably always been prevalent, but it's embarrassing.
Yeah.
We don't talk about it. We don't report it. And you're right, it is very, very common. So when we look at the data that we have, the most recent epidemiologic data, it suggests that the overall prevalence of this condition is about 17% in women who are, you know, over the age of 20, but less than 60. And, you know, understandably, as women age, as, you know, age increases, the prevalence also increases. So women who are over age 60, that prevalence is approaching about 40%.
Wow.
And, you know, we have some statistics that say nearly 50% of adult women will experience urinary incontinence.
Okay, you're right. People don't talk about it then, because if there are 40 to 50% of women that have this, I don't know 40 to 50% of family members that have talked about it. Certainly family members have, but it's really not till much later in life because, yeah, it's embarrassing. And people, I don't know why we can't talk about it, but I'm glad you're here on Chicago's Afternoon News. This is Dr. Tenny Brown, and she's a urogynecologist at Northwestern. So are there treatment options? What can women do?
Yes, there are. And you know what? That's the biggest thing that I want to, like, just impress upon everyone. There are options for managing this. So like I said, there's one bucket of urinary incontinence where women leak urine when they cough, laugh, sneeze. It's called stress incontinence. And we can treat that with surgical and non-surgical options, which is one of the most exciting things that, you know, that I do, is that we can counsel people towards different options, and you can pick the option that fits your goals and works best with your life. So if you don't want to have a procedure, you can wear a device called a pessary, which is just sort of like a silicone-looking ring that you insert within the vagina. It has a knob that supports the urethra. Or you can do some pelvic floor physical therapy. So those are training exercises that are done in a supervised setting with a trained specialist.
Oh.
Usually it's about a three-month course, right, usually done weekly. And then you can have surgery. And really, I call it a procedure. It's a 30-minute outpatient, so you go home the same day procedure. We don't put many restrictions on you afterwards, where I insert a small piece of mesh. It's called a sling under the urethra to support that urethra, because stress incontinence is really an issue with the urethra's closing mechanism. It's not able to generate enough pressure to hold urine in when the bladder and the pressure goes up. So when you cough, laugh, sneeze. And so that procedure is called a mid-urethral sling. It's been around for decades. It is over 90% effective. It is a game changer.
I bet.
So that's for stress.
So is this because, does this come about for women that have given birth, or can it affect anyone?
So you hit the nail on the head. One of the number one risk factors is childbirth. However, it can affect anyone. Age is the equalizer. So after around age 50, it's fair game. And so even in women who haven't had babies, they can still experience urinary incontinence.
Well, thank you for jumping on the radio with us. I think that gives hope to women because
of
I think
course.
There a lot of women don't want to talk about it, and they certainly don't know that you could have a simple surgical procedure. And like you said, that would be a game changer for a lot of people.
Right. And, we didn't talk about the options for managing the other type of incontinence, the urgency-related incontinence. We also have a lot of options for that, a lot of new cutting-edge technology to address that type of incontinence. We can do medications. We can do the physical therapy. We can inject Botox into the bladder, which is done in the office to relax the bladder. We can also implant a device that sort of paces the bladder as well. And that is one of our newer technologies. And it provides even over 90% relief in that. And so that is something that we offer to our patients. I work with, six other fellowship trained urogynecologists in our practice. They are fabulous women. And we would love if people just know that you don't have to live with this. Come in, talk about it.
We just got a text. A text from 312 doctor, and she said, "Lisa, I had the procedure being discussed and it altered my life." 815 must have, right before you said it, said, "Please ask the doc about Botox or incontinence." So thank you for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News. It's Dr. Tenny Brown, and we really encourage you to visit urogynecology.nm.org. Have a beautiful day.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me. Bye-bye.
Steve has the news next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
Yeah.